So it's Nathan here with subaculture.com. I'm talking to Lee from Feed the Rhino. How's it going, man?
Good, not too bad, thanks very much.
Safe, man. It may be early days yet, but how are you enjoying the festival so far?
Yeah, good. It looks pretty good. I mean, like, we've had no dirty rain yet, which always upsets things, but no, it looks good. Everyone seems to be having a great time, and yeah.
Yeah, man, it's cool. Are you prepared to put on a good show?
Yeah, always, man. Always.
Always, so I love it.
Just chilling out now, like I said, doing a few interviews and stuff, and keeping hydrated, and then looking forward to smashing it up later, really.
It's a good way, man. You were recently playing with Full Force Festival. Did you enjoy your time in Germany?
Yeah, it was a good experience. First time we've been over there. It was a bit of a weird one for us, to be completely honest. We got asked to play a day before we had to play, sort out our flights, and then fly straight over there. So no one pretty much knew we were playing.
Jesus.
So we just walked straight on stage and played to people that most probably didn't know who the hell we were. So, but it was interesting, but it was good to be over there, man.
How was the reaction?
Yeah, the reaction was good. I mean, you know, some were really into it, some people weren't, but such is fucking life.
That's how it
man.
Goes, isn't it? Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, man. Well, you guys being no strangers to festival appearances, recently playing Downland Festival and seem to be tearing up the main stage at Reading and Leeds.
Yeah, man.
That's cool. You must be feeling the love of your fans.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like, we've always had, like, really good support anywhere we've been, like, over the last few years. And I think, like, when we announced Reading and Leeds, I think a lot of people were very surprised that we was on the main stage. But, again, it's just, like, it's another show.
Another show
that we get to sort of, like, really go out there and show what we're really about. And I'm hoping that the support will be, you know, as good as anything else that we've played. So, you know, but it's on a really large scale. So, see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Well, not only dragging in all the attention from the live performances, but you have also recently released your new video for Denying the Fend.
Yeah.
How did the production go? Any hiccups or...?
What, with the video?
Yeah.
No, nice and easy. Really, really smooth. I mean, that's our most recent video, but that was all smooth. To be fair, I kind of hate shooting videos. I hate it, so it's always really painful for me. But, like, I enjoyed doing it. I love the song, so, you know, seeing the video behind it was great.
Is it kind of that performance factor you have to put in?
Well, it's weird because, like, it's not like when you're on stage and you're doing it for like half an hour to an hour. When you're shooting a video, you've got to do that performance all day. All day. So, like, and with that, when we was shooting that, we was actually on a light ship and it was like roasting hot. When I say roasting hot, it was like, it must have been like 100 in there.
Yeah.
So when we was all standing still, we was all pretty much stripped into our boxer shorts. That's how hot it was. It was brutal. That was the hardest shoot I've ever done for me physically. Like, I fucking hate it.
I caught one of Benji Wiles from Astro Boy's tweets. Quoting you, saying people buy tickets to come and see you get pissed. do you encourage the same behaviour with your crowds, or is it like a kind of a personal stage ritual?
No. Like that was actually a joke. I think like that might have been taken out of context a little bit. Basically, like when we first started touring, I used to love a drink, and I was always like the party boy, which I'm completely the opposite to now, where I'm calm. I don't drink on tour, you know, and stuff like that. But that's why me and Benji was having a chat and having a laugh, and I just said I said to him like. Because he said something about me getting pissed, and I was like, "Yeah, mate." I was like, "You'd have to pay for me to get pissed nowadays. But you pay to come and see me getting pissed because it's a fucking joke." You know what I mean?
Were there any acts you were intending to cast today?
Say again.
Any acts you were intending to cast?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've seen a couple. I saw a little bit of Father Son before I come in here. A little bit of All Us on Drugs. I want to go and see Creeper. I'm going to go and see Dead Hearts. You know, I'll watch a bit of Hacktivist because I'll be warming up, so I'll only watch a couple of theirs. And I might catch a bit of Pulled Apart by Horses before I shoot off. So.
Oh, it's a good show, yeah.
Yeah, man.
They tear it up quickly.
Yeah.
Is there any new material for the audience today?
No, I don't reckon. We're writing new material at the minute. We're like... working on our fourth album, but it'll be a mix of stuff from like Sorrow and the Sound, Burning Suns.
That's fair. What would you say your major influences are for the new album?
Us,
I like
yeah,
it
definitely yeah. Us, there ain't no influences apart from us.
That's fair, man. A couple of questions now I'm going to be asking everyone today. What was the most recent album you bought?
Most recent album that I bought was I don't actually know. I haven't bought an album for a good few months. Shikari's album.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fair play.
So I bought Shikari's album. That was my most recent album.
That's fair.
The Mindswept album.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Best advice I've ever been given. Don't know really.
I like to cast people out with.
Yeah, I haven't really been given any advice. I mean, the only advice that I can really that I could give is just you know, live as much as you can, and you know, look after yourself as much as you can. I don't know, really. I don't really take advice from no one, man. I just go off the back of my own.
That's fair,
man. You know, I'm impulsive.
Yeah.
So advice don't really go with me. If I want to do something, I'll just go and do it.
Yeah.
If someone advised me against me, I'll mostly go and do it.
They're going to fuck themselves, aren't
they? Exactly. So, yeah.
Oh, cool, man. Cheers for talking with me. I hope you have a good set.
Thanks, man.
No worries.
Cheers so much, mate. Thanks.